Okej! Klara! Färdiga! Gå!
The show we know as Survivor originated on Swedish TV as the program Expedition Robinson. It was dreamed up by the British producer Charlie Parsons, but he couldn't interest a British TV network in buying the idea. So he sold it to Swedish Public Broadcasting and used their show as the pilot for versions in other countries. Parsons went on to become the executive producer of the American version along with Mark Burnett. Parsons also created the British late night show The Word and was the executive producer of the BBC's first gay magazine show. With Bob Geldof, he co-founded the British production company Planet 24. I asked Parsons how he came up with the idea for Survivor.
Well, Survivor has been a long-running project. I guess over 12 years ago, I sent, for a program I did in the UK, I sent four people to a desert island, just followed them through. It was really a conventional documentary, I suppose you could say, although it taken in small parts. And it worked so well that the idea lingered with me, and I thought this must be something I could turn into a real proper entertainment show. A few years later, I developed it a bit more, and then after the success of a program I did over here, I was brought to America, and I developed it for Buena Vista Television further. And that finally kind of fine-tuned all of the parts of the program, dotted the I's and crossed the T's, so to speak. And the result was what we call then Survive. That's really the origin of the idea.
Now the show is on in how many countries?
The show's on in about 20 countries around the world, and there's about another 20 who are expressing an interest. In some places, I say 20 countries, there's two countries who are clubbing together because of the sort of high budget of it. They need to club together. It's a growing and worldwide format. And it's fair to say that since the success of America, there's been even more interest than there was before.
Now, does the show have a Bible telling each country what they have to do to produce the show?
Basically, the show has there's a very strict format description and then a very clear Bible, which basically is constantly updated based on the experiences of each producer. When we license it, which is what we do, we basically license producers to produce it for a certain number of years. When we license it, they're obliged to provide us with any information on difficulties or experiences that they've had, which could basically work towards, if you like, the common good of making the program the most successfully and most enjoyably.
What are some of the things you've gotten in response to that?
Well, I mean, at its sort of simplest level, on the first series, when we filmed the first series, they filmed it, and funnily enough, exactly the same place as the first series of Survivor was filmed for the USA. They realized pretty quickly that there was a big problem on the beach with sand flies. These sand flies basically were causing great grief amongst the Swedish contestants and basically making them talk about almost nothing else, which obviously wasn't great TV by itself. So we knew that when it actually came to doing the next edition, either in that place or elsewhere, we wanted to make sure that the area wasn't dominated by some species, which was going to mean that the people who were participating couldn't talk about anything else. I mean, that's an example of how, you know, collective information came back to us and told us exactly things that we needed to correct in order to make a better second edition, if you see what I mean.
Now, what does the Bible for Survivor say about how to cast contestants for the show?
Well, what we wanted to do always, and indeed I think it says it right in the very front page of the format document, was to cast contestants from all walks of life. We really felt it strongly that they needed to represent every aspect of society, rich or poor, young and old. We wanted to make sure that it wasn't just a game about physical endurance, but also about mental endurance. We wanted to make sure also that, you know, there were all sorts of moral issues, if you like, looked at because of the representation. And that's the basic rule we wanted in the Bible for casting of the program.
Now, I'm wondering if the Bible suggests that you should try to get somebody who's a real pest or who's incredibly neurotic, so that there's somebody who can be like the first person voted off the island or the person that everybody gangs up on.
Well, actually not really. I mean, obviously we're looking for characters and we're looking for scenarios. It doesn't say that in the Bible, it's a TV producer's instinct to look for the most interesting people, and the most interesting people in a group like this are the most interesting people who can create a group dynamic or bounce off it. Certainly, as character is such a big part of the show, you know, all the games and all the activities that we devised were designed to bring out characteristics, but I don't believe that it actually says word for word, we're looking for somebody who's neurotic. I guess it's implicit, though.
Does the Bible have anything to say about how attractive the contestants should be, or how many of the contestants need to be attractive?
No, not at all. I mean, we're very keen that the contestants should be from all walks of life. I mean, but we do have found that some countries prefer to have, you know, subjectively, seem to prefer to have more younger people than others.
Now, I think part of what's going on in Survivor is that you've got these people on these, you know, hot desert islands, and they're not wearing a lot of clothes. So you see them go through all this physical and emotional duress while wearing bathing suits. did you think of that as part of the appeal?
Oh, undoubtedly. I mean, that I would be lying if I didn't say. I mean, it's everybody's dream to go onto a desert island and go native. I mean, you know, if you like, that's almost where the idea came from in a strange way. You know, here we are. Here I am in grey Britain with grey skies. You know, nothing could be better than the idea of going onto a desert island. And, you know, hence it's been a sort of universal fantasy from literature to movies to television, from Robinson Crusoe to Gilligan's Island. So, of course, you know, that idea of being free in an island environment, but also, you know, wandering around without your clothes and not knowing what's going to happen to you. I mean, that all comes into it. You know, it's a fairy tale fantasy, if you like.
And, of course, for the viewers, it's a way to watch often some very attractive people not wearing a lot of clothes.
Well, yes, I would be. I mean, it is a way of watching that. But then, on the other hand, so was Beverly Hills 90210. You know, I don't think it's that new in TV circles, I guess.
Right. Well, I'm wondering if you're on in certain countries where the culture of the country is much more modest than, say, the United States, and they have to clothe themselves more.
Well, I mean, I'd actually say, I mean, so far not, but funnily enough, we're just in the process of negotiating with a Middle Eastern country. And that, of course, raises a whole load of issues which haven't been raised before. We haven't got to face them yet. But, I mean, it raises, obviously, the issue of sexes working together. It raises the issue of how much you can and can't see. There's a whole load of things which will come out of it, I'm sure. But so far, I think it's fair to say that the countries we've actually sold it to have tended to be Western countries, some of whom are more liberal than the United States in what they can show on television.
Has the Middle Eastern country in question, have the producers there already expressed certain concerns to you? And if so,
not at all. No, I'm not at all. No, they haven't mentioned that at all, but I would be very surprised if that didn't come up. We've just basically they want to do the program. They love the program. I expect it will. Maybe it won't. Maybe I'm completely wrong. It'll be quite interesting to see what happens.
What does the Bible for Survivor say about where the producers are supposed to draw the line between what's televised and what's not? For example, if two people were having sex, that would probably not be shown. If somebody is relieving himself or herself, that would probably not be shown. Where do you draw the line?
Well, that actually, the line being drawn for what people do is actually not something which we can put in the production Bible, not least because different countries have entirely different standards. But what we do say is that we believe the program to be a moral program, and we want the program to be a quality program. We don't set out to be sensationalist. We set out more to be almost a social experiment. And so that the line is drawn very much at the discretion of the individual producers. But then in selecting the people who might license the program from us, we make selections based on the quality of their output before. And we don't want it to be in the least bit damaging to the format internationally.
Could you ever imagine yourself being a contestant on Survivor? Is this the kind of thing that would suit your personality?
It absolutely would not suit my personality at all. I can't think of anything worse than being a contestant on Survivor. One, because I'm quite private and don't really want to sort of see myself being filmed all day. and I certainly don't look good enough. And secondly, because actually, you know, I quite like comforts, home comforts, and there aren't very many home comforts if you're sent to be by yourself for a long period of time.
Now, you said that you don't think you look good enough to be a contestant on Survivor. I thought that didn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but I can. But I, just to be on TV is difficult enough. It doesn't matter. But I'm conscious of it enough to do it. I think that, you know, those are the sort of things you become conscious of. That's why I wouldn't apply.
The creator of Survivor, you, and the creator of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, David Briggs, are both British. Is England a particularly good laboratory for game shows?
I think it's a very strange coincidence that we're both British, but I think that one of the reasons that kind of creativity in television comes out of Britain is that until recently television was dominated very strongly by a public service ethos where creativity wasn't measured immediately in audience research, which is what tends to happen in other countries, but was measured in enthusiasm for an idea. So you could get an idea onto television because one visionary person thought this is really interesting or different and didn't look at the audience research, which they'd already got, to say, oh, the audience doesn't like this and they only respond to that. So I guess that that's probably the reason why the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and Survivor come from the same country. But having said that, obviously the real home for the game show, the real birthplace of the game show, is America. And I think all we've probably respectively done is put a spin on it and resold it back there.
Well, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Pleasure. Really nice. Thank you very much.
Charlie Parsons is the creator of Survivor. By the way, the show still isn't on in his own country, England. This is Fresh Air.